On the upper left-hand corner of this page is a drawing of a line of school lockers, one of which is exploding, and all kinds of things, footballs, books, and a whole bunch of things are flying out of it. There is a man standing near it with his hands in the air, his hair standing on end, and a horrified look on his face. And the caption says, "Lyman Spiffner finally crammed one too many things into his locker." The next picture is of a crowd of people. And in the middle of this crowd are two very tall men standing about 2 feet above the heads of the rest of the crowd. And one man is saying to the other, "Just try to fit in." At the bottom of the page is a cartoon showing two home teachers at the door opened by a young girl. And the young girl is saying, "So are these called the last days when you do your home teaching at the end of the month?" And the two men have bewildered expressions on their faces. The missionaries had stopped by our house one afternoon. As we stood talking, my 3-year-old son came over to say hi. When I asked him if he knew what missionaries did, he thought for a moment, then smiled brightly as he replied, "Eat?" From Michelle Brickenshaw, Orion, Michigan. End of Mormonisms. Feedback. It's others, too. I would like to thank you for a great magazine. I really enjoyed the article, "It's Not Just Alex," in the June 1997 issue. Although my brother doesn't get drunk, I am in the same situation as Jamie. I often have her feelings, too, because people at church ask about my brother so much. I know they're concerned for him, but I often feel like Jamie. I have talked to my mom, but I still feel lost sometimes. Thanks for letting me know that I'm not alone, and thanks for a great magazine. Name withheld, North Carolina. Bored no more. I went to summer camp for 6 weeks, and at first I was really bored. But then I decided to read my scriptures. When my brother came to camp, he brought up the 1997 April New Era. I borrowed it from him and read every article. I have never really sat down and enjoyed a magazine so much. It helped strengthen my testimony. I especially liked Clean Again. It made me realize what I have to work on. Keep up the good work. From Joseph Bree, Crescent City, California. Uplifting and inspiring. As a servant of the Lord, I always look forward to Zone Conference, where the New Era and Ensign are given out to each companionship. The stories are very uplifting and inspiring to me. They help bring me up when I'm down and provide wonderful stories that are motivating. I'd just like to say thanks for a job well done. Elder Seth A. Hulsey, Houston, Texas Mission. Finding help. I read the magazine all the time, especially the Mormonisms. But this time, instead of just skimming over the question and answer section, I actually read what it said. I just want to let you know that when I read Q&A, tears came to my eyes. It reminded me of how many rough times I have had over the past year. For the longest time, I would cry in my bedroom about all these things and not tell anyone why I was upset. I remember a lot of times just asking Heavenly Father why I was going through this. This article helped me see that I can always ask for help, and He will help me. From Lita Moore, Angus, Ontario, Canada. Indescribable joy. I want you to know how much I enjoyed the How I Know story, Feed the Flame, July 1997. Right before I received this issue, I had been pondering why I haven't received such an answer. This brought such peace to my heart, and I realized we all have different ways of gaining our testimonies. I also know that if you have the desire to gain a testimony, you will. I enjoy the new era and everything about the church. It's so wonderful and brings me indescribable joy. From Julie Johnson, Lynette, Alabama. Standing up. In the April 1997 new era, I read the article Trails and Trials. This story really touched me because we were challenged in my young women class to stand up for what we believe and be nice to others. I am working on it. I am striving to be a pioneer to the people at my school. I know it's going to be tough, but I have faith. From Tabby Nelson, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Note, The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of Feedback.